Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, I think all of our Richies know that you and I are very close.
Yes.
We go way back. You know, we started as young, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed valets working together.
Mm-hmm.
Before we became podcasting juggernauts.
Yes.
Dare I say it? We were roommates. We were each other's support systems. I mean, we've been through it all together.
Yes.
And I feel like we share everything. And it's safe to say, for the most part, we have no secrets from each other.
I was going to say, for the most part. Arisha loves her secrets. So everyone should know that.
I've said this before. They're what makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
But someone else who I think agrees with my sentiment is Khloe Kardashian, who is no stranger to keeping a secret because she just spilled tea about a pretty big secret on yesterday's episode of The Kardashians.
Yeah, so Khloe dropped a pretty major bombshell about her ex, Tristan Thompson, and I think a lot of people were pretty shocked. I was kind of surprised by the news, but that's not really even the half of it. Even more information has now come out about Khloe and Tristan since that episode dropped.
Yeah, I mean, the day that there isn't drama between these two is the day that I take off my clown makeup. And
just leave it on.
I know. I should get it tattooed
on.
Oh my God! See, we are on the same wavelength.
Exactly.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, September 30th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Give me that hot sauce. Richies, the ongoing real-life saga of Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson is one that I feel like puts even the most dramatic soap opera to shame. Like, the stuff that happens in their relationship is just otherworldly at this point. Like,
well,
my goodness.
You know, better writing than most soap operas, I think, is the key.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they don't even write on soap operas. They just show up and they're like, say whatever you want.
Yeah, but dramatically.
Dramatic, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Khloe and Tristan, they started dating in 2016. And ever since then, their relationship has been a contender for Six Flags because the roller coaster, ups, downs, sideways, just crazy, wild stuff.
Yeah, truly. And a year after they became official, Chloe confirmed on her social media that she and Tristan were already expecting a baby. But Tristan was like, turn that smile upside down, Chloe.
And keep it there.
Yeah, keep it there. Just days before Chloe gave birth to their daughter, True, a video leaked of Tristan making out with another woman. This was in April of 2018. And even though Tristan cheated on her, Chloe decided, let's try to make it work, mostly for True, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think she said that in one of the episodes.
Yeah, I mean, just, Chloe strikes me as, like, just a truly amazing mom. Like, she tried forever for a baby. Like, she wanted one so bad. I think she'll do whatever she has to make things easier for True.
Yeah.
But then less than a year later, in February of 2019, they broke up.
Yeah, and I had my clown makeup on because I was like, okay, so that's it. No more. We're not going to hear anything else from Trashton. It's over.
Right, right.
But in yesterday's episode of The Kardashians, we got more of this plot. And Khloe revealed Tristan tried to make it work back in 2019 by proposing to her in December. So the end of that year, he proposed and she turned him down.
And what I said, I need to make sure this is a totally different relationship because I want to be proud to say I'm engaged to anyone. And that's why I said, you know, I'm not comfortable accepting this right now because I'm not excited to tell my family. And as hurtful as that probably was for him to hear, it was the truth. I'm not ever going to accept something and give someone false hope.
This is like, I love that she turned him down because of this, because that's so true. Like, it's, and like Kim even said in like her confessional, she's like, I would not be able to like tell someone no, which is probably why Kim's had so many marriages.
I was just gonna say, Kim, really, you didn't want to cut that out? Like, we know.
Yeah, we could tell. But that was, I mean, good for Chloe to be like, I want to be excited to tell people that I'm engaged, like, and I'm not. So the crazy thing here is that Chloe did turn down Tristan's proposal, but apparently that wasn't the end of it. An anonymous source told People that Tristan actually proposed a second time in February of last year. And apparently this time Chloe said yes, and they were secretly engaged for 9 months.
Like, if you're keeping an engagement secret, unless you're like one of those couples that just, you know, goes off and elopes real quick, I feel like that's usually because you're not sure about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So I'm just like really suspicious. Like, I don't think it's a traditional, we're engaged, we're going to get married. I think it's like, we're going to see if this works out quietly where no one else knows.
Well, I'm wondering, like, if that were the case, why wouldn't she have just done that the first time he proposed?
He wore her down.
Maybe maybe enough time had passed. She thought maybe he was changing. I don't know. But and maybe, like, I get it wanting to keep it a secret from the public because.
Right, right.
But even then,
the public,
like,
has a lot of comments.
In your gut, you probably don't trust him. And that's why you don't want the public to know. So, and rightfully so, because he did cheat again and they broke off the engagement. But this time, as we know, he fathered a child with a woman that he cheated on her with. And that woman went on to file a paternity suit against him.
Yeah, because he was like denying the child, which is like so many levels of just trash. Like, you cheat on your secret fiance or whatever. You get another person pregnant. You deny being the father of that child to the point where that person has to file a paternity suit against you that proves that you are the father. And then you're like, okay, fine, I'll pay.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because, like, as we all know now, Tristan and Chloe had started their surrogacy process of having a second child. And Chloe said on the show, like, this all happened before she knew anything about the lawsuit. And she said she was being pressured to do this by a certain time, meaning Tristan already knew about this. And he was trying to have, like,
he's like, quick, real quick. We got to do this fast, fast, fast.
Which just pisses me off.
Yeah.
This man. God.
I just.
He's the worst.
It's hard because I think most of us have been in a relationship with a Tristan type, not necessarily like everything that he's done, but like a kind of person that just somehow you get into a relationship with them and then they turn out to be absolute trash.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy to shake them off. Like, I But at this point, it's like, Chloe, like, somebody do an intervention. And it's got to be hard because, like you said, she's such a good mom. And I think I part of that is she's been very adamant about, you know, Tristan being present in True's life, which is important. Yeah. But yeah, it's just got to make things so much more challenging for her to, like, untie herself from Tristan romantically.
Yeah.
And only have him as the father.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right.
This poor girl. But yeah, so obviously, I mean, this kind of relationship drama would take a toll on anyone.
Yeah.
I know I'd be, you know, in the fetal position just rocking back and forth in a corner at this point.
Uh-huh.
But it's left Chloe's sisters pretty concerned about Chloe's well-being.
Yeah. So in last night's episode, Kim was talking to Chloe and she was like, you know, you look very skinny. She said Kendall and Kylie texted her and said they were worried about Chloe. And Kim was like, you know, I replied to Kendall and Kylie and I was like, no, guys, she's fine. You absolutely have every right to be concerned, but I'm telling you she's fine. And then, you know, Kim asked Chloe straight up, how are you feeling?
I mean, you know, it's a lot, but I just like to isolate and deal with things on my own, and everyone has problems, so why would I bring that to her? It's like, we just got to deal with that.
Real quick, do each of the sisters have different text chains? Like, is there a text chain with...
like, everyone minus...
Kylie, Kendall, and Kim? Yeah. Is there one with Chloe, Courtney, and Kendall? Is there, like, is that... That's so many text chains to keep track of.
I feel like these texts to Kim were separate. Like, Kylie texted Kim and then Kendall texted Kim.
Okay.
That's how I kind of heard it. But I'm sure there's individual.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like us with any of our friends. There's like larger alliances and then smaller ones within, just like Big Brother.
It all comes back to Big Brother. My God.
I will say that this moment was really sweet, though, after, because, you know, Kim was like, you to Chloe, she's like, you are just one of the best people I know. You're the best mom. You're just, and people are always saying that about Chloe, that she's just like the best person they know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was really sweet.
It's, yeah. And you hate seeing like people who are like that. They should not be taken advantage of like this.
I know.
I mean,
know.
No one should, but.
Right.
It's just, you know.
Yeah.
But we also learned in last night's episode of The Kardashians that Kendall, while she's concerned about the physical toll this drama is taking, she's also concerned about the mental toll, because she tells Chloe that she wants her to get a brain scan to find out how all of the stress is affecting her mentally.
Yeah, I want to get one of these.
I was going to say, I was trying to figure out how much it costs.
Well, with their guy, $6 million.
Minimum.
Yeah, so in the episode, Chloe and Kendall meet with Dr. Daniel Amen, who's a double board certified psychiatrist, and he performs a scan on your brain where you basically look at like the emotional effects on your brain.
Yeah.
And he told Chloe, you worry and you can be anxious and you've had trauma. And then he like points out this lit up diamond shape on her scan, and he said that it often goes with emotional trauma. And then, you know, him and Chloe kind of sat down and talked, and she explained that, you know, she had trauma when her dad passed away when she was 19. She talked about her marriage with Lamar Odom, his struggles with drug use. And then, of course, she talked about the trauma surrounding her relationship with Tristan.
My last ex-boyfriend, there was a lot of cheating while I was pregnant. And then he just had a baby with somebody else while we were together. That I found out, and all these things I find out about from social media myself. So it's pretty traumatic.
When she lays it out like that, it's like, this poor girl. Like, her relationships, especially, have just been wild.
Well, when she was telling him, you know, all of this, and he was like, he started to say something. He started to say he had season tickets to the Lakers.
Yes.
And I thought, for the briefest of moments, he was going to say, I have a subscription to Us Weekly, so I know all of this. Like, just the way he had started to say it, I was like, oh my God, is he going to be like, I know the drama?
I mean, it probably is in the waiting room. No, he sees
he's
it
like, actually, I just read the timeline, so you don't even need to spend time on this.
No need, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, especially when you put it all out there, like, at the same time, it is a lot of emotional trauma.
Yeah.
For anyone to have to deal with.
especially in the public eye, you know.
I was going to say, and then you compound it with, yeah. And I mean, the stuff about her body, like I've seen, there were a lot of comments on the Instagram post from like E! News and Us Weekly about Chloe's body and like how she, you know, her sisters were concerned that she's too skinny. And it's like,
right.
Everybody that's commenting is part of the problem.
I know.
They not realize this? Like, this poor woman has been absolutely crucified her whole life for her body. And it's, I can't even imagine having all of that on top of dealing with, you know, a husband who's struggling with drug use and then a partner who's cheating on her. Like, it's just, it's so much. It's a wonder she's like still upright, honestly.
I know.
And like keeping it together.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, we're not psychiatrists. We're not neurologists. We can't speak to the validity of this doctor's analysis.
Yeah.
I will say, I feel like any brain that is functioning in this society will show similar anxieties.
I know. I was thinking that too, actually. Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's safe to say Tristan's impact has had a pretty major effect on her. Like, that's a huge stressor.
Yeah. Because he's not just a typical boyfriend. He's now the father of your children.
Exactly. Like, you're, no matter what, like, you're connected essentially for the rest of your life. Like, there's no way around that, really. So, given their on-again, their off-again history, is it ever really over between these two?
God, like, I hope so. My God, I hope so. I cannot with this ever again. Like, the funny thing is, like, I was going to say, like, you can be a good father and not a good partner.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But you're also the father of a daughter. So maybe that'll change the way he approaches the rest of his life and the way he treats women and relationships, hopefully.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had a daughter when he pulled these shenanigans. So,
yeah. And it also, I mean, it's true for like any child and for any parent. Like, whatever you're doing, you're modeling for your child.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, you're showing your children it's okay to be completely dishonest and step out on their mother. Mm-hmm. You're showing, you're just modeling really bad behavior.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's not being a good parent.
I know. And like, in my mind, because I'm so cynical, I'm like, when these kids get older, is he just going to be trash and like not even care?
Yeah.
But I hope that's not the case for the sake of the family, but this guy's trash and he's proven it time and time again. Yeah. So,
I mean, I'm not in any text chains with him, but it doesn't feel like he's doing any kind of work to be better.
No, he's trash.
Like, he's literally like, he like says, you know, these one-off little, oh yeah, I messed up. I love Chloe. She didn't deserve this. And then he just goes and continues to do things. So it's like, your actions are not reflective of any of the words that come out of your mouth. Mm-mm. I feel like you're not making any kind of effort to be a better person. So honestly, screw you. That's
you
as
told them
as I could get.
You told them.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is a music supervisor for Freeson Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and John Lloyd.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.